Locker room chats continue here tonight as we get set for week one of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tamman joined now by Axtell football coach, that is Eric Detweiler. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings as well, making this possible for you each and every week. Well, coach, congratulations again on all the success. Now we head into a new year. I'll give you one final chance to kind of recap 2023, another state championship, but you obviously put it to bed pretty quickly, I'm sure, to get ready here for week one coming up on Friday night against Lynn, and we'll talk about them, of course, but obviously another successful year for you in 2023.
Yeah, you know, we everything come that, you know, finish their way we would like to with the state championship, you know, our third in a row, and you know, our boys are super excited that all the hard work that they've been doing pays off, but yeah, you know, you're right, we're off to a new season, and again, we're, you know, preseason ranked number one, and, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we got to use that, try to stay focused, and focus on this year and hopefully continue our tradition.
You can't get away from social media. It's everywhere. How hard is it for maybe you and your coaches to keep the players' mind right? Do you find that to be an issue, or do you feel like the kids kind of tune away the outside noise and for the most part they do what they need to do each and every day?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure the kids are, looking at that on themselves all the time, but we don't really have much of an issue with it, or I don't think we do. We kind of tune it out, and I come from the level of, you know, you focus on your opponent each week and don't worry about anything else and control what you can control. And the media is going to, you know, post what they think the rankings are. And a lot of times, you know, at the end of the season, obviously those are way different than the way that it starts. So just focus on what we can do and control what we can control and focus on our week one opponent.
And not just success, you know, of course, on the football field, but you also have kids who are part of the back-to-back now 1A state track championship team. So it's got to be pretty nice as a coach when you have, you know, state champion track athletes, you know, spread across the field.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing, you know, every coach always says is you can teach speed. And we just got some kids that are really athletic right now and, you know, can fly to the football, can fly on the track field, you know, quick on the basketball court, you know, whatever sports they're playing. And super fortunate to be able to start with that kind of athleticism and be able to teach them there.
We could talk about so many different players on your team, but I feel like the one thing that, at least from what I've seen on the outside, kind of looking in and doing some things, and, you know, it seems like the offensive line maybe, or at least the line in general, had the most turnover. You lost some really good, you know, obviously big, important pieces up front. Do you feel like that's had the much turnover from last year to this year?
Yeah, you know, we lost two of our three linemen. Grady obviously was tight end for us, so maybe, you know, three of our five, however you want to look at it. And then definitely lost some size there with, Sawyer, you know, being 265 and Grant and Grady probably both being over 200 each, you know. So we lost some experience. All three of those guys probably started for us for 3 years. But we got some kids that are, you know, willing to step up and trying to fill those roles. You know, they're fighting for the position every day. You know, it's just one thing they lack is, you know, probably a little bit of experience there. But, you know, that's the best thing about the Jamboree last week and working all summer long is try to get comfortable in those positions and be able to understand what other defenses are trying to do against us, you know, from the offensive side of the ball and move forward that way.
The Axtell four-peat starts Friday night at Lynn. We'll talk about the opponent after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, also B&D Buildings as well. Axtell beginning their quest for a four-peat championship, and it starts Friday night at Lynn. Coach, what can you tell us about Lynn heading into week one?
Well, you know, that's one thing about your week one opponent is you really don't have, you know, much film to kind of study off of. But I knew they were, big and physical last year when we played them. Obviously, they graduated Gavin Turk, which was their quarterback. So anytime you're bringing a new quarterback in, it's probably a little bit, challenging for them. But, you know, they're a TVL opponent, and they know what it takes to be good in this league. I'm sure they've been at the grind all summer long, just like every other team. And we just kind of got to stay focused and move forward that way. It's hard to understand what they're going to do, but, you know, they have the same coach, and, you know, so we kind of feel like, they'll probably, you know, do the same things as last year, and, you know, that's basically the only thing that we can tip our hats to try to get ready for them. But just focus on ourselves and make sure we're doing what we're doing, trying to, you know, stay try to stay fundamentally sound.
I think you can argue over the last few years that the TVL has been the best eight-man league, you know, in the state of Kansas, and I don't think that's really going to be any different this year. You just look again, just speaking from an outside perspective, looking in, you look at certain rankings. Frankfurt has a lot of expectations. They made the Final Four last year. They're ranked number two in some publications, right behind you guys in eight-man D2. Hanover's always been a traditional power. How do you feel top to bottom the TVL is going to shape out here in 2024?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think, I think we're probably one of the best leagues in the state, you know, for eight man and, you know, even 11 man for that weight. But, if you want to be successful, you got to be good. And everybody knows what it takes to do that up here in Northeast Kansas. And you look at other programs to see what they're doing to be successful. And, you know, so you try to do that and match that level or even exceed that expectations. But our league is extremely stacked from top to bottom. You can never take a week off, you know, otherwise somebody's just kind of, you know, jump up there and grab you and nip you in the butt a little bit. But we're one of the best leagues. And, you know, I don't know the stat. I should have probably looked it up if I knew he was going to ask the question. But I think there's been a TVL team in the state title for quite a few years in a row, you know. It's an extremely tough league. And you got to be ready for it.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, as we're joined again by Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler here a couple more minutes. All right, let's just talk about expectations for Friday night. First game of the year, it's obviously maybe a little bit different than maybe like a week six or week seven game because, again, it's kind of the unknown. It's the first real go-around. You know, it's been a long layoff for these kids, you know, and I'm sure the excitement level is going to be super, super high across the board. But what's kind of the expectations for game one and then just a few keys? What's it going to take to get to a win against Lynn on Friday?
Well, we need it. First of all, you know, we need our line, or some of our younger classmen that are going to step up, or younger classmen last year to step up in this role, you know, these roles in Friday night and play fast. You know, we don't want them thinking. We want them to react to, you know, what we've been teaching them all summer long. And second, when we need our line to execute, you know, offensively and defensively, where, you know, like I said, we lost basically most of our offensive and defensive line. So we need those kids to kind of step up and play fast, you know, not play nervous. And then after that, I think we just need our experienced guys to come back and kind of lead the team, you know, in the right direction, you know, be prepared for, you know, what Lynn's going to throw at us. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to try some, you know, trick stuff against us like, you know, every team tries to. And I guess as I'm saying this as a consensus, we just need everybody to be fundamentally sound and, you know, play hard, play to the whistle and, you know, play with enthusiasm. You know, it's been a long summer, you know, like every summer is. And I think the kids are chomping at the bit to get on the field and hit somebody else other than themselves.
No team in state history has won four straight state championships in the same eight-man classification. Axtell is on the verge potentially of doing that. The four-peat begins Friday night at Lynn as the three-peat champs kick off the season on Friday night at Lynn once again. Eric Detweiler joining us, head coach for Axtell. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you again for a few minutes here today. Enjoy that first game on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.